Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk to Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. He's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the military prosecutions for Judea and Samaria. Lieutenant Maurice Hirsch, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. We are in a tense situation. It's been a little bit of a sleepless night here in Israel, but otherwise the sun is shining and we are awake.
It must be weird. You know what it reminds me of? I'll never forget when I first heard that the first COVID case had arrived in South Africa. It was like, I don't know what to do about it, because then you had to sit around and wait for the rest to follow. It kind of feels that way. Israel has launched what looks like an unbelievably planned and executed attack on Iran, but Israel waits to see what the response is. Take us through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What Israel's trying to do really is to firstly avoid any type of possibility of the Iranians to interfere with our capabilities in the air, taking out their anti-air batteries and defenses, and I think that was probably the first stage. We saw this back also in October last year, also happening, and this is part of that continuing plan. Really, what we've seen in the last months or so is really this tremendous push and Iranian drive to reach that nuclear capability of that everyone is so afraid of. And I think in the last few days we've seen quite a few really breakthrough incidents which changed the picture, and so Israel is now trying to act to make sure that those nuclear capabilities don't come to fruition, and that Iran's ballistic missile program, to the extent that exists and it is huge, is hurt if not neutralized entirely. So there are different, I think, goals for the for this attack, and all of them have to be synchronized together to ensure that we get to the right compromise on each one of them.
Mm. How long do you think it'll take Iran to regroup? You know, they have lost significant leadership. They clearly their air defense system was not rebuilt following Israel's last attack a year ago. What do you think, and it's guesswork, I get that, but what do you think or can be anticipated in terms of timing?
Well, I think the Iranians are not necessarily going to rush to respond. I think they are going to take their time to try and regroup, to try and understand what to do next. And having said that, it can be really any time period between the next hour and the next week. So we're no one's, I think, sure how long that process will take. And I don't think that the Iranians the Iranians cannot be underestimated. They are master tacticians, and so we have to take into account that they aren't going to be in any way impulsive, but rather they will be particularly calculated in anything they do and in timing any type of response that they...
To some extent, that puts Israel in a more difficult position, because the airspace has been closed, aircraft moved out of from Ben-Gurion to other countries. It shuts the country down. It completely... Schools closed, public gatherings closed, people urged to stay near shelters. You can live like that for a period if there's, without an attack. If there's an attack, obviously that becomes a reality that you're forced to live with. But the anticipation of it can only be extended for a certain period before people start defying that anyway.
Without question, I think, and what we've seen in Israel through the different, as they say, cycles of violence or different incidents throughout the war, the different attacks, really going back to the first attacks, the Iranian attacks, where they shot over 330 ballistic missiles and UAVs, and then the Houthi attacks, that Israel has managed to get back into a routine of really daily life. The initial response is always very very harsh. Let's close everything down. Let's wait and see exactly what's going to happen. And then slowly but surely, life goes back to normal. And I would expect that that would also be the situation now, getting ready for a response, but in the same time, ensuring that
Right. That is where we leave it. Well, just stay safe, and we'll keep chatting to you. With your permission, get updates as these things happen. That was Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. He's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the military prosecution for Judea and Samaria. It is about to go 7 o'clock. As you have no doubt woken up to know, Israel has launched a significant preemptive strike against Iran. We are covering the story between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning. You are going to be well informed.